Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your horse, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, the magic of mindfulness. You know, that feeling when you're truly present, not just going through the motions. Ever feel like your mind's racing like a hummingbird on espresso? That's where mindfulness swoops in to save the day. It's about being aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like observing clouds drifting by instead of getting caught up in the storm. Sound good? Let's break it down. First things first, mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's something you can weave into your everyday life. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar frustration creep in. Instead of letting it hijack your mood, take a deep breath and notice those feelings. Acknowledge the annoyance, but don't let it control you. Focus on your senses, the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping if you're lucky, or even the rhythm of your own breathing. Boom. You just practice mindfulness in the middle of rush hour chaos. Speaking of everyday moments, think about mealtime. We often eat while scrolling through our phones, barely tasting our food. But when you practice mindfulness during meals, it's like hitting the reset button. Savor each bite, notice the textures and flavors, appreciate the nourishment your body is receiving. It's a simple shift that can completely transform your experience. Now here's a powerful secret weapon. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting still and meditating, although that's great too. It's about bringing awareness to everything you do, walking, talking, even cleaning the dishes. When you wash those plates, feel the warm water, the soap suds, the gentle scrubbing motion. It might sound silly, but it trains your mind to be present in each moment instead of zoning out on autopilot. But here's the real kicker. Practicing mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's a practice, a journey. You're going to have days where your mind feels like a runaway train. That's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment whenever you notice your thoughts drifting. Remember that time when you were completely absorbed in a good book or movie? Your world faded away, and you were fully immersed in the story. That's mindfulness in action. We all crave those moments of deep engagement, and with consistent practice, we can cultivate that feeling throughout our day. Ever noticed how your mind tends to replay stressful situations over and over again? You know, that what-if loop that keeps you up at night? Mindfulness is like a mental reset button. When those thoughts arise, acknowledge them without judgment and gently redirect your focus to something else, your breath, a comforting sound, or even a funny memory. Think about it this way. Mindfulness isn't about ignoring your feelings, it's about observing them with curiosity and compassion. It's like having a compassionate inner voice that says, "Hey, I see you feeling overwhelmed right now. Let's take a deep breath together and find some calm." Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss gives you a challenging assignment with a tight deadline. Your mind starts racing, anxieties creep in, and suddenly you feel like drowning in stress. But here's where mindfulness comes to the rescue. Take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and acknowledge those feelings of overwhelm. Then, break down the task into smaller, manageable steps. Focus on one step at a time, and celebrate your progress as you go. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with intention and doing your best in each moment. So, let's recap what we've learned today. Mindfulness is like that superpower that helps you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. It's about bringing awareness to your thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment and finding moments of calm amidst the chaos. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself. Keep practicing and watch as mindfulness transforms your everyday experience. Now I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey. Until next time, keep training your mind and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.